Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this edition of Oklahoma Perspective, we're talking to John Gibson Miller, who is an artist and a person who has created a brand new album for kids that we want to talk about today. John, thanks for being here today.
Well, I'm excited.
I've got this disc in front of me here, Bluefish, an aquatic collection of blues and jazz songs, which is interesting because I was listening to it yesterday, and this is for kids, but there's some interesting stuff going on here. In terms of musicality, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We created a project that everyone wants to hear when you're listening to music. We got to the point with our children, our experience, when we were traveling on a vacation one time, on a long road trip, we were hearing children's CDs and these sing-song approaches over and over again. This nearly drove us crazy, so we thought, why can't someone create some music that is educational but is actually a pleasure for everyone to listen to? And we thought, well, we can do that. We're songwriters. And we'd been at the Monterey Bay Aquarium and had one of these fish CDs that nearly drove us bonkers. And we said, we're going to do something. So that's how we landed on Bluefish.
Now, I think that the interesting thing about this is you mentioned that about something everybody can listen to, of course. You see that a lot now from Pixar. Those are kids' movies, but they have an adult aspect to them that allows you to sit there and watch them and enjoy them.
Yeah.
Now, when I'm listening to this album, the thing I did notice about it is that it's certainly educational in terms of what you're talking about fish and about you're talking about the aspects of certain fish. But it's also music that is very, very well done. It's Tulsa musicians as well. So it's something that I enjoyed listening to because it's got that blues feel to it. It's very good music.
It is great music. I mean, how can you not have great music when you've got great musicians like Scott McQuaid on the piano or Matt Hayes on the bass, Demetrius Williams on the drums, and you've got great guitarists. I mean, you've heard of Frank Brown Trio, Sean Aljabori, Travis Fite, who also engineered this project, was a great contributor. We had Kathy Rad on the cello. She's with the Tulsa Symphony. Mike Bennett and Steve Hamm were on our horns, and Ryan Tedder was on the saxophone. So sometimes, like in the song Bam, there's this great saxophone solo that sounds like it came off one of those old Saturday Night Live intros. It's just awesome musicianship, and we recorded it at the historic church studio downtown.
That's interesting. Now, you've got five cuts on here. The first one is Muddy Waters. Let's listen to a little bit of that and just see what it sounds like.
I'm a shiny, slimy, naked, iridescent shark. I'm a parasitic vampire in the dark. I'm a Mississippi bottom feeder, forktail blue. I'm a speckled, freckled, channel fiddler, banjo too. Got chemo-like receptors to find food and such. I'm a walking, talking carnivore who's into me. I'll gobble up most anything I love to eat. Muddy waters, where blues beget. Muddy waters is where it's at. Muddy waters, one cool cat. Give me muddy, give me that.
Okay, talk a little bit about that cut. Tell me something about that.
Okay, Muddy Waters, if you look at that lyric, you know, it is immediately, you're like, what in the world? It's so dense with this lyric. I mean, it's thick. I'm a shiny, slimy, naked, iridescent shark. I'm a parasitic vampire in the dark. I'm a Mississippi bottom feeder, forktail blue. I'm a speckled, freckled, channel fiddler, banjo too. I mean, all those things we're talking about a catfish. So what we have educationally is like the children are listening, you're engaging them through the music, it's starting to engage both sides of their brain, and the educational aspects are going right into them. And then the teacher says, let's talk a little bit more about what it means to have chemo-like receptors. What does that mean in a catfish? And so we leap off from that point and start to teach children more about fish than they would have generally been interested in. They're engaged now.
Now, all of these songs do that, right?
I mean,
they're all educational in terms of you're singing about that particular fish. So they're going to learn something about the fish while they're enjoying the music.
They are.
Who did the research? Did you do that yourself, or what happened?
We did writers research into it, and then we threaded in to the song's key ideas, like with the song Bam, when we talk about electroreception, we talk about what that is. You know, a shark has a keen sixth sense that can pick up the pulses distances away and hone in on that. They are a predator that can hone in on those things with their electroreception.
Yeah. Now, I know that as a parent, there are certain things that as your children are growing up, Blue's Clues and the Purple Dinosaur what was it, the Bear in the Big Blue House, and all those that they you just get stuck with those in terms of they're not very, the kids love them, but they drive us nuts as parents.
Goodness.
So you were looking at all this and you said, yeah, let's do some stuff about fish.
Mm-hmm.
So why fish? And then did you do it in such a way that you kind of wanted to be able to let the parents stay involved while they were listening? Was that your thought process behind that?
It was out of compassion for the parents.
Okay.
So your question is, why did we do with fish? Well, that was our first, engagement point. We were at the Monterey Bay
right.
Aquarium.
And what kicked you.
That sparked our interest. And then we said, well, what would we like to listen to? Well, we like blues and jazz. Well, let's just do it, the way we would want to hear it. And so, yes, you have those children's shows and those sing-songy approaches. But really, after a while you just want to turn the radio off because it's driving you nuts, then the kids aren't going to learn and it's going to be miserable for you. So we brought in these great musicians, great vocalists, created something that the kids, they're fun stories, the song about Bam, we still kept the children's elements, like those movies you're talking about.
Right.
They have the fun elements
for
the kids, but also they have aspects of it that communicate to the adults and really make them laugh or smile and think, well, that was smart, or that touched me emotionally.
Let's listen to Bam a little bit right now.
Okay.
We'll listen to that some and then we'll talk more about it just a moment.
I feel the yummy hum telling my tummy tum, come, it's chow time. Electroreception signals the direction of a banquet nearby. If you please, a turtle or a seal, a surfboard or a wheel, a sea lion, fricassee, yeah. Bam, so cute, I'd like to eat you up. Bam, for my breakfast, lunch, or supper. What's your problem? The shark has gotta eat. Rolling on the ocean makes my tummy feel so grumbly. Not bad, not mad, I feel misunderstood.
And his heart is good, the shark is feeling misunderstood.
My population's growing weak, who will speak out for me? Can I get a witness? Hey, 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 hey,
so this song is called Bam. Talk a bit about that.
So Bam is a shark. He's the thing about sharks that as I sung this song, I wrote this song, so the thing about sharks that I wanted to bring out was a few aspects. One, they are a little bit misunderstood. I mean, they're being sharks. They do what sharks do. They eat. We can focus on the conservation aspect. You know, my population is growing weak. Who will take care of me? Says Bam. But also, he says, Bam, so cute, I'd like to eat you up for my breakfast, lunch, or supper. Yep. You know, what's your problem? The shark has got to eat. Rolling on the ocean makes my tumbly feel so grumbly. So, you know, he has those things. Another interesting fact that we thread in here is, you know, sharks, well, they do have good eyesight. We didn't think they did, but they do upon research. We found that. They are ravenous. They'll look and see something that looks like a seal and it's a surfboard. They'll go bite it. And you'll find wheels in their stomach. They say, why are they eating tires? You say, because it looked like a turtle to him up on the surface. So you find all sorts of things going in there. And so those are interesting things to throw into a song. And Bam is the one that has that great solo that I really want people to hear on that saxophone. It's pretty hot.
We talked about music. We probably should have brought this up earlier, but we were talking about children's shows and music. All those shows used music extensively to do what they did. You see it on Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. You see it on all the children. Why is it that music is so effective doing what it's doing?
Well, thanks for asking, because that's a big part of this project. Yeah. We have a really good friend named Denise White, and she has she's an educational expert. Yeah. She has a book that's called Ready to Go Instructional Strategies, and she talks about anticipatory sets. And what that is, those are leap-off points that you put into things like songs that will ignite that learning with the child and then give you that platform to talk with. And what happens in the brain of a child with music is you start to connect the hemispheres of the brain, the right and left hemisphere. You've got the creative and the analytical. And so when you start opening up that, because music is a language of its own, you don't need words with music. You engage a person. So you open up that brain to start receiving messages, then you start putting those educational messages in, and then you connect the whole child that way. If you want a child to remember something, put it in a song. You remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Yep.
I can sing the whole preamble word by word, because word for word, because I learned it that way.
It uses a different part of the brain to remember music, so it makes it more effective than talk. Yeah. So basically, that's the reason that you're doing it is, now you mentioned leap off point. Let's talk a bit about that. That's a buzzword, so what does it mean?
Okay, so that's just to give us a talking point, really. Just to look at them as little hooks that you put a tasty little morsel on the hook. Let's keep it in our fish analogy right now, okay?
Okay. We're gonna put Why not?
Yeah. So we put a tasty little morsel on the hook, like that word electroreception. You know, we put it in there, and we go back to it after the song finishes playing and leap off of that point as a teaching point. Let's talk about electroreception today, kids. What is that? And so we explore those kinds of things. I mean, in that Muddy Waters song that we listened to, I mean, it's so thick with all of those iridescent shark. I mean, come on. What does that mean? They're related to the shark family. You know, all those kinds of things we look back. In all the songs, there are little clues that we can leap off from to teach from.
Now, you mentioned about electroreceptors. One of those is called jellyfish, and it starts off with basically talking about stinging things.
I got no eyes, you better stay away.
Jelly, she got no eyes.
My tentacles of venom will captivate my prey.
Get out of the way.
It's not that I'm a meanie, but a girl needs her protection. In the ocean, I'm the queen, so stay out of my direction. If you get too close to me, I'll have to give you some correction.
Jelly!
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 Jelly! Jellyfish, my design is kind of special. I think that you'll agree. Nidarian Medusa, that's me.
Oh.
I'm a living work of art. Nidarian Medusa, that's me.
Okay, that's jellyfish. Now, first of all, who's doing the vocals on that song?
Well, This is my wonderful wife, Ann, who is my collaborator, one of the collaborators
on
this.
She helped to write the music, too, right?
She did. Yeah. She actually wrote that song.
Okay.
So that's her singing that, and that was fun in the studio because, you know, there's a spoken section in that we listened to that I like that, you know, that again, that's that fun part where we get to have fun in the songs while we're still teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got no eyes, you better stay away. My tentacles of venom will captivate my prey. It's not that I'm a meanie, but a girl needs her protection. So, I mean, you know, those are from our lyrics. That all of those things are going to be teaching along the way. You got gelatinous zooplankton, cnidarian medusa. That's
you know, I've never heard a song using those words before, so that was pretty unique, I have to tell you. You know, I thought Paul Simon was pretty good for using words that you didn't see in normal language, but you've beat him.
Yeah, you know, and good if you can teach a child to say gelatinous zooplankton, cnidarian medusa. I mean, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
We got one final song here, and this one is called Mr. Stingray. Let's give it a shot.
Time for some stingray blues.
Okay, so we've listened to four out of the five songs on this album today. Mm-hmm. And this Mr. Stingray, of course, is about a stingray, which is pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. Any interesting insights into that particular song?
You know, I was, I'm so grateful that Phil Armstrong did our solo on that. He's really talented, and Tony Mason has helped us on some other vocals. You know, first of all, the interesting things for me are just the level of talent that we bring to
and they're all from Tulsa.
Yes,
that's
they
the
are, Tulsa
yeah.
musicians. You know, I'm craving my favorite crustacean for lunch. You know, stingrays, you don't know that they're sitting, you know, they're crunching up these, you know, crustaceans like crabs and such, you know? Body, you know, they sting you with their tail, you know. Those kinds of things are interesting facts that are contained in this little fun song.
So you put this together. How long did it take you to do the album?
Oh, goodness. We probably took about 6 months to get everything written and produced out. When you put it all together, I mean, we work in our daily lives. We raise two children, you know, so so getting it all put together has, you know, takes some time.
It took you 6 months to write the music.
Probably, and then to get it produced, you know, you won't take 6 months of studio time because you just can't afford that.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you're ready to go to the studio, then you hit it and get it done.
Now, these guys that came and helped you, did they do that out of the goodness of their heart, or did you slip a little
no,
green on
people,
the side?
No, people, please come and buy our local project so that we can pay for our next project. Yeah. That's kind of what it is. No, we had studio time at the church studio. We paid the musicians. Yeah. And we did all those things, and you know, it is something that we are hoping that people will go to our website at Teach By Song, because that is teachbysong.com.
Teachbysong.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
And right now it's on CD, baby. And we'd love for folks to enjoy this music. We really do.
Now, CD, baby, what is that? Is that
like CDBaby.com? It's just a song sharing platform.
Okay. So you can go there. Now, I've got you gave me a CD. Where do I get this?
Well, go to our website and let us know that you'd like one. We'll have a purchasing option there, and we'll ship you one.
Okay, wonderful. Well, this is called Bluefish, an aquatic collection of blues and jazz songs. John Gibson Miller and his wife, Ann, put this together, and it's really very good. And I appreciate you being here today, John.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
John Gibson Miller. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.